AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump announced a number of actions Tuesday, including a U.S. military strike in the Southern Caribbean that killed 11. It targeted a vessel he says was carrying illegal drugs from Venezuela and operated by the Tren de Aragua gang. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The president's been very clear that he's going to use the full power of America, the full might of the United States, to take on and eradicate these drug cartels, no matter where they're operating from and no matter how long they've been able to act with impunity. Those days are over.
The president also says he's ready to send federal law enforcement to Chicago and Baltimore for a crackdown on crime. State and local leaders in both cities oppose it. A federal judge has ruled the Trump administration broke the law in deploying National Guard troops to L.A. this summer. Overseas, Vladimir Putin says the Trump administration is listening to Russia's justifications for its invasion of Ukraine. Saka Makani has details.
On a visit to China, Putin complained Joe Biden ignored Russia's arguments. Now he says there's a mutual understanding between Washington and Moscow, which makes Russia very happy. He appeared to suggest possible progress in talks to stop the war, saying there's a chance to find consensus on the key issue of potential security guarantees for Ukraine after the war. Still, President Trump has threatened severe consequences, blasting Putin's lack of engagement in U.S.-led peace efforts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And President Trump made another military announcement.
The U.S. Space Command headquarters will move to the beautiful locale of a place called Huntsville, Alabama, forever to be known from this point forward as Rocket City.
This is AP News. Saturday Night Live's newscast.
Ben Marshall is moving from writer to featured player.
What's up, baby?
Did you eat your phone?
Did I eat my cell phone?
Marshall is the redhead in the digital shorts from Please Don't Destroy.
Han is like a sad Ron Weasley. He looks like if Big Bird lost all his feathers.
Also joining the cast are Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakowska. They have experience in stand-up comedy and viral videos. It's all part of an SNL shakeup. Devin Walker, Emil Joachim, and Michael Longfellow will not be back. Executive producer Lauren Michaels told Puck, James Austin Johnson will definitely return.
People are saying that what I've done so far has single-handedly helped win people elections, mostly in Canada.
He plays President Trump. The 51st SNL season starts October 4th. I'm Ed Donahue.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.